Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Stay Motivated When You Focus on the Benefits and Not on the Problems. The problems are what bog you down and keep you from succeeding. If you can dream it, you can do it, said Walt Disney. Stay motivated when you focus on the benefits and not on the problems. Staying motivated when trying to reach a goal is one of the most difficult things to do. The long-term goal can seem too far off and difficult to reach. A much better option is to focus on the short-term benefits along the way. And what that means is you take your goal and you break it down into daily activities. That way you're feeling success along the way. Why? Because goal setting is something that we need to give our life meaning. We've all had the goals we set that we never achieved. Over the years, setting and sticking to them has been difficult. You might have tried to write a book, or lose weight, or start a business, or any number of other personal goals in business. The cause of the failures can be that your motivation wanes when you begin facing difficulties. But what would happen if instead of focusing on all the problems, you focused on the benefits of achieving your goal? Imagine the feeling you get when you finally reach the end zone or stick the basket or ace the serve. Why should you focus on the benefits? Here are five reasons. And first of all, when we talk about goal setting, we are talking about setting or having a plan in place that will help you reach your goals, so that what you can do is improve your ability along the way and help you reach your goals in life. So, here's some things to think about. Focusing on the benefits help you see the reason you are working so hard. For example, after working out, when you're exhausted, you feel grateful. Your stress levels have been reduced and you feel cleansed and happy. And guess what? Here's another thing to think about. You can think, oh, I'll go to the gym tomorrow. But then you get up in the morning and you say, oh, why should I, or whatever. You hem in your heart. But if you get ready to go and you just go, just get in the car and go, or if you don't drive and you schedule transportation, then you know they're coming. Then it motivates you. It gives you that incentive to go on and get yourself there. Because you know what? Once you're actually there and you're starting to work out, your attitude changes. You begin to feel different about yourself. Focusing on the benefits of your goal gives you a sense of accomplishment. For example, a healthy lifestyle is the benefit of eating healthful foods and exercising. The difficulty to this is having to give up your favorite sugary snacks or getting off the couch to exercise more. It's easier to fall back into the old pattern if it seems that your goal is too far off. And one thing that you can talk about when you think of your health and exercise and eating healthy, you can't totally give up sugary foods, but you need to learn to eat them in moderation or to be more active on your on a daily basis. And I found that prior to moving to where I'm living now, when I lived in Atlanta, I was a lot more active. I did a lot more walking. I had a reason to, I was motivated more to get out. But now that I've tended to move to a different community where it's mainly seniors and people that I have very little in connection with, what happens is a lot of my motivation for getting out and walking just is not as much there. And not only that, living in Atlanta, it's partway up the mountains, so it's a city that's full of hills. So you are expending more energy when you walk up and down a hill than you do when you just walk on flat ground. And I often walk 4 to 5 miles a day on a daily basis when I live there. When things become difficult, you are tempted to quit by focusing on the benefits of your goal. You can see the reasons you want to continue. Your difficulties will seem less. Your example, let's say you are trying to reach a particular financial goal. Instead of seeing how far you are from the desired amount of how long it's taking to achieve it, focus on the positive network changes every week. Every very difficult job goals like losing weight need extra motivation. Focusing on the benefit of losing weight can help you stay motivated to exercise. For example, you'll reduce your risk for certain diseases and lower your blood pressure so you won't have to take medication. You'll be more active and feel better about yourself. Focusing on the benefits of your goal instead of the difficulties allows you to focus solely on one specific step of the goal at a time. Suppose your overall goal is to run a marathon. One of the steps is to run 3 miles a day. The benefit from this individual step is that your resting heart rate has improved. Your body has become leaner and your stamina has improved. By focusing on the simple ways, our goals are helping us to make positive changes. We are more likely to stay motivated to achieve those goals. Every goal you try to achieve will have difficulties at some point. It can be as simple as knowing what to do next when you hit a roadblock, or as daunting as having technical problems throw a wrench in your work. When these difficulties happen, it's important to take another step and another look at your goal and at all the rewards and benefits that you get once it achieved. And one of the reasons that we look at it that way is very simple. When you look at your goals and you look at things that you can do to achieve that goal and set it up so that it helps you reach the goals that you truly want And guess what? It will help you be a better person. So look at it this way. What are the things that you can do to achieve a goal? Because you know what? Setting a goal is the best way that you can achieve and reach your target. Okay, back when I was in high school and through the first couple of years of college, I had a clear goal. I planned to become a medical doctor. Why? Looking back at it, my career goal was a result of the encouragement and expectations from my family and friends. My family immigrated from the Soviet Union when I was 10, and we spent the next few years living in poverty. I remember my parents' early jobs in America, my dad driving a bread delivery truck, and my mom cleaning other people's houses. We couldn't afford nice things. I felt so ashamed in front of other kids for not being able to get to the latest cool backpack or wear cool clothes, always on the margins, never fitting in. My parents encouraged me to become a medical doctor. They gave up successful professional careers when they moved to the U.S., and they worked long and hard to regain financial stability. It's no wonder that they wanted me to have a career that guaranteed a high income, stability, and prestige. My friends also encouraged me to go into medicine. This was especially so with my best friend in high school, who also wanted to become a medical doctor. He wanted to have a prestigious job and make lots of money, which sounded like a good goal to have and reinforced my parents' advice. In addition, friendly competition was a big part of what my best friend and I did. Whether arguing with each other about life questions or playing poker into the wee hours of the morning, putting in long hours to ace the biochemistry exam and get a high score on the standardized test to get into medical school was just another way for us to show each other who was the top dog. I still remember the thrill of finding out that I got the highest score in the standardized test. I had won. And what we're talking about here is a story of how you set a goal and how it was worked towards, and that not only it was worked towards, but that you had someone that the two of you supported each other and encouraged each other to succeed. As you can see, it was very easy for me to go along with what my friends and family encouraged me to do. I was, in my last year of college, working through the complicated and expensive process of applying to medical schools when I came across an essay question that stopped me in my tracks. Why do you want to be a medical doctor? A question stopped me in my tracks. Why did I want to become a medical doctor? Well, it's what everyone around me wanted me to do. It was what my family wanted me to do. It was what my friends encouraged me to do. It would mean getting a lot of money. It would be a very safe career. It would be a prestigious career. So it was the right thing for me to do, wasn't it? Maybe it wasn't. I realized that I never really stopped and thought about what I wanted to do with my life. My career is how I would spend much of my time every week for many, many years. But I never considered what kind of work I would actually want to do. not to mention whether I want to do the work that's involved in being a medical doctor. As a medical doctor, I would work long and sleepless hours, spend my time around sick and dying, and hold people's hands. Is that what I wanted to do? There I was, sitting at the keyboard, starting and staring at the blank Word document with that essay question at the top. Why did I want to be a medical doctor? I didn't have a good answer. Guess what? My mind was racing. My thoughts were jumbled. What should I do? I decided to talk to someone I could trust. So I called my boyfriend to help me deal with my mini life crisis. He was very supportive, as I thought he would be. He told me that I shouldn't do what others thought I should do, but think about what would make me happy. More importantly than making money, she said, is having a lifestyle that you enjoy, and the lifestyle can be had for much less than I might think. Her words, or his words, provided a valuable outside perspective for me. By the end of the conversation, I realized that I had no interest in doing the job of a medical doctor, and that if I continued down that path I was on, I would be miserable in my career, doing it just for the money and prestige. I realized that I was on the medical school track because others I trust, my parents and my friends, told me it was a good idea so many times that I believed it was true, regardless of whether it was actually a good thing for me to do. See, what this story is telling you, that what you need to do is know yourself the best to live your goals, not someone else's goals for you. Because you know what? Our parents will sometimes use their goals and put it on their children. Why? Because they want to live their lives through their children. And this was a family that left their home country to come to America to find the gold in the streets, as they say. And what happened? They wanted their children to live a better quality of life than they were capable of giving them. So they looked at what profession would give you the financial security that they desired for them. So what they were doing was giving him a goal that he did not really want. So why did this happen? I later learned that I found myself in this situation in part because of a common thinking error, which scientists call the mere pressure effect. The term refers to our brain's tendency to believe something is true and good just because we are familiar with it, regardless of whether that something is actually true or good. Since I learned about the mere effect pressure effect, I am much more suspicious of any beliefs I have that are frequently repeated by others around me, and go the extra mile to evaluate whether they are true and good for me. This means that I can gain agency and intentionally take actions to help me toward my long-term goals. So what happened next? After my big realization about medical school and the conversation with my boyfriend, I took some time to think about my actual long-term goals. What did I, not someone else, want to do with my life? What kind of career did I want to have? Where did I want to go? I was always passionate about history. In grade school, I got in trouble for reading history books under my desk when the teacher talked about math. As a teenager, I stayed up until 3 a.m. reading books about World War II. Even when I was on the medical school track in college, I double majored in history and biology, with history my love and joy. However, I never seriously considered going into history professionally. It's not a field where one can make much money or have great job security. After considering my options and preferences, I decided that money and security mattered less than a profession that I would genuinely satisfying and meaningful. What's the point of making $1 million if I'm miserable doing it? I thought to myself, I chose a long-term goal that I thought would make me happy, as opposed to simply being in line with the expectations of my parents and friends. So I just decided to become a history professor. My decision led to some big challenges with these close to me. My parents were very upset to learn that I no longer wanted to go to medical school. They really tore into me, telling me I would never be well off or have a job security. Also, it wasn't easy to tell my friends that I decided to become a history professor instead of a medical doctor. My best friend even jokingly asked if I was willing to trade grades on the standardized medical school exam since I wasn't going to use my score, not to mention how painful it was to accept that I wasted so much time and effort to prepare for medical school only to realize that it was not the right choice for me. I really wish that I was something I realized earlier, not in my last year of college. Three steps to prevent this from happening from you. So, what would you do and how can you prevent yourself from setting yourself up for goals that someone else wants for you rather than the goals that you want yourself? Stop and think about your life purpose and your long-term goals. Write these down on a piece of paper. Now, review your thoughts and see whether you may be excessively influenced by messages you get from your family, friends, or the media. If so, pay special attention and make sure that these goals are also aligned with what you want for yourself. Answer the following question. If you did not have any of those influences, what would you put down for your own life purpose and long-term goals? Recognize that your life is yours and not theirs, and you should live whatever life you choose for yourself. This approach is part of a broader strategy of dealing with common things, errors by considering alternatives, which research shows is a very effective way for avoiding thinking errors, such as the mere exposure effort. Review your answers and revise them as needed every 3 months. Avoid being attached to your previous goals. Remember, you change throughout your life and your goals and preferences change with you. Don't be afraid to go to the past and welcome the current with arms wide open. Do you ever experience pressure to make choices that are not necessarily right for you? Have you ever made a big decision, but later realized that it wasn't in line with your long-term goals? Have you ever set aside time to think about your long-term goals? If so, what was your experience? And these last three questions are very important to think about. Why? Because you have to live your life and not someone else's life. And why we were talking about how to stay motivated and to focus on the benefits. And if we're talking about history, history influences the future. Why? Because remembering the Holocaust will make sure that it never happens again. And the climate under which that happened. And when you look at what's happening today in the present time, and what happens when you have a world leader that doesn't acknowledge what's reality and creates his own reality, what is he doing? He's creating an environment for hostility to come across. And what you're seeing is that truly we live in a world, in a global economy today, through the internet, that things are said, things are seen, and it's easy for other people to influence what is going on. So even though it may not be as high a paying job as you would have as a medical doctor, guess what? History is important because it influences our economic environment. It influences how or what we do, and it influences technology. Because when you look back, when we talk about health and wellness today, many people are more sedentary than they used to be in the past. And why is that? Because technology has taken away from us the ability to actually work with our hands, to actually have to work through a problem, to actually, that it's easy when it comes to math to take out that calculator and find the answers or work through a problem. Whereas when you didn't have all of these things, it made you think, it made you process, it made your mind work. And yes, in certain respects, all of those things are important, and we live a better quality of life, and we have more free time today. And because of what's going on, we are truly living in a global economy today, which means that we can do business around the world. And for many, and this is a story that I've told many times, but what it shows you when you look at how the Europeans came to the United States and what they brought with them, and then how the job market changed through the years, then you understand just how important business is and technology is and how it influences where we are today. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and we can work with you on how to recognize what goals you have and how to lay it out and how to work through everything that you would like to work through to reach your goals in life.